Good morning. Skies are mostly cloudy across interior New York and New England, and we have areas of fog. Most everyone waking up on the cooler side with temperatures in the upper 30s and lower 40s. As the sun gets higher in the sky, the fog will mix out, but a weak disturbance which is heading in our direction will continue to pass through, producing clouds and a few scattered rain showers. Temperatures will climb this afternoon as we break out into more sunshine and reach highs in the middle and upper 60s on average. That disturbance will continue to clear through the area late tonight, and skies will be mostly clear to partly cloudy during the overnight hours, and lows will drop back into the 40s once again. A new area of high pressure will build in late tonight and continue to dominate the weather into the day on Tuesday. This will produce mostly sunny skies for Tuesday afternoon, a little bit cooler with this system, and highs will be back into the lower and middle 60s. A more potent disturbance will swing through the Great Lakes and head into our region for the day on Wednesday. Skies will be mostly cloudy once again, and there's a better chance at more rain showers on Wednesday afternoon. High temperatures due to the clouds and showers on Wednesday will stay in the middle and upper 60s as the wind gusts out of the south at times over 25 miles per hour. A stronger area of high pressure will then build in behind this system, and skies will become mostly sunny Thursday and Friday, although a northwest breeze will usher in cooler air, and highs by the end of the week will be back into the middle and upper 50s. That same high pressure center will dominate the weather and keep it mostly sunny into the weekend as highs bounce back into the middle and upper 60s. Taking a look at potentially significant weather today, the area with the most disturbed weather will be across Florida and over the Gulf of Mexico today. Deep moisture pooling along a stalled front across the peninsula may result in episodes of heavy rain, and flood watches are in effect for portions of the state. Of even greater interest is the increasing activity in the tropics, with Tropical Storm Gamma and a new tropical depression near Jamaica. The latter system, Tropical Depression 26, is expected to develop into a hurricane over the next couple of days and head toward the northwest. Its name will be Delta. While the exact track of this system is not known, it will likely have impacts for portions of the northern Gulf Coast by the end of the week. At Mount Washington this morning, 50 miles visibility with cloudy skies and 32 degrees on a west wind at 21 miles per hour. And in Eureka, Nunavut Territory, Canada, mostly cloudy and 7 above zero. In Albany on the hour, 10 miles visibility, patchy fog, 42 degrees, the dew point 42, 100% relative humidity, calm wind and the barometer at 30.14 inches and rising. The past 24 hours, lower 48 states' temperature extremes ran from a high of 108 degrees at Brawley and Winter Haven, both in California, to a low of 14 at Peter Sinks, Utah. For those traveling across the Northeast today, New York City partly sunny with a shower possible in the upper 60s, Boston increasing sunshine in the mid-60s, and in Buffalo partly sunny with a slight chance of showers and highs in the upper 50s. Checking the climate report, the high temperature in Albany yesterday, 58 degrees, the low 33. The average temperature, 46, that's 8 degrees below normal. No precipitation yesterday, 1/10 of an inch for the month, which is 38/100 of an inch below normal, and 26.64 inches for the year, which is 3.29 inches of precipitation below normal. The average high temperature in Albany today, 64 degrees, the average low, 43. The record high, 91, set in 1941, and the record low, 26, in 1965. Sunrise this morning, 6:57 a.m., sunset this evening, 6:29 p.m., 11 hours and 32 minutes of daylight, a loss of 2 minutes from yesterday. Here are my latest regional forecasts for the Northern Adirondacks and Central and Northern Vermont, also the Champlain Valley and Lake George area. Partly sunny with a scattered shower today and highs in the lower to mid-60s. Partly cloudy tonight, lows in the mid-40s. For the Connecticut Valley and mid and lower Hudson Valley, Also, for the remainder of interior southern New England, a mix of sun and clouds today with highs in the mid to upper 60s. Partly cloudy tonight with lows near 50. For the northern Catskills and Mohawk Valley west of Amsterdam, also for the southern Adirondacks, partly sunny with a scattered shower today and highs in the lower 60s. Partly cloudy tonight with lows in the mid-40s. For the southern Catskills, Taconics, and southern Berkshires, also for the Litchfield Hills, partly sunny today with highs in the mid to upper 60s. Partly cloudy tonight with lows in the mid-40s. For the greater Capital District, including Albany, Schenectady, and Troy, also for the Saratoga area, east into southern Vermont and the Berkshires, north of I-90. Partly sunny with a scattered shower possible today and highs in the mid-60s. Partly cloudy tonight with lows in the upper 40s. Region-wide for tomorrow, mostly sunny, highs in the mid to upper 60s. Cloudy with scattered showers on Wednesday in the mid-60s. A mix of sun and clouds, breezy and cooler on Thursday and Friday in the upper 50s. And mostly sunny for Saturday and Sunday with highs in the middle and upper 60s. For WAMC, I'm News Channel 13 meteorologist Paul Kiano.